PRB Magazine presents Ensuring Equitable Access, a DA Requirements for Digital Parks and Recreation Communications by Brian Stapleton, read by Sean Price. In today's rapidly evolving digital landscape, technology holds a paramount position in the functioning of local governments, influencing every facet of their operations. From streamlining administrative tasks to enhancing civic engagement, technology assists in modernizing and serving communities more efficiently. One of the most significant impacts of technology on municipalities is revolutionizing communication channels. Digital platforms enable government agencies to connect directly with residents, disseminate vital information, receive real-time feedback, foster transparency, and build trust. Beyond communication and information accessibility, the evolution of tech plays a pivotal role in optimizing various government services, from automated billing and payment systems to online permitting processes, streamlining bureaucratic procedures, and improving overall speed. Embracing technology empowers local governments to adapt to the ever-changing needs of their communities, ensuring that their services remain relevant, accessible, and inclusive in this fast-paced digital era. For parks and recreation departments, embracing digital platforms allows them to engage with the community, offer resources, and share information effectively. However, in pursuing technological advancement, it is crucial to ensure digital communications are accessible to all residents, including those with disabilities. Just as recreation professionals diligently comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA requirements for physical facilities, they need to prioritize accessibility in digital operations. The significance of ADA compliance and the recent updates to Section 508 standards governing digital accessibility is substantial. ADA and the Rehabilitation Act of 1973 were groundbreaking legislations that aim to end discrimination against individuals with disabilities in all aspects of public life. These acts obligate state and local governments to provide qualified individuals with disabilities equal access to programs, services, and activities. The essence of ADA is to foster inclusivity and ensure that people with disabilities can participate in community life without barriers. Section 508 of the Rehabilitation Act complements ADA's objectives by focusing on digital accessibility. Public entities must ensure that all electronic and information technology, including websites, emails, online catalogs, and PDF documents, is accessible to individuals with disabilities. The primary intention is to offer equal opportunities for individuals with various disabilities, including visual, auditory, motor, and cognitive. To guide public entities in meeting digital accessibility requirements, the Architectural and Transportation Barriers Compliance Board, Access Board, established the Section 508 standards. First published in 2000, the standards apply to electronic and information technology developed, procured, maintained, or used by federal agencies. However, the standards' influence extends beyond the federal domain as state and local governments often consider the standards a benchmark for ensuring accessibility. The Section 508 standards consist of technical criteria specific to various types of technologies and performance-based requirements, focusing on the functional capabilities of covered products. By adhering to these standards, parks and recreation departments can create a digital environment that accommodates all residents, fostering an inclusive community. Recognizing the ever-changing landscape of information and communication technology, ICT, the Access Board, periodically revises and updates the Section 508 standards to keep up with emerging digital advancements. Effective January 18, 2017, the most recent updates apply to public-facing and non-public-facing materials. For parks and recreation departments, this means that all digital communication must be accessible. Websites. From the official parks and recreation website to event registration pages, all website content must adhere to accessibility standards to ensure equal access to information. Online catalogs and activity documents. Digital catalogs and documents showcasing activities and programs must be accessible to individuals with disabilities. Digital media. Parks and recreation staff often use digital media, such as images and videos, to promote events and activities. Ensuring accessibility for all users is essential. Social media content. With social media being a prevalent platform for community engagement, it is crucial to make posts and content accessible. Blog posts and online articles. Any written content published online should be accessible to individuals with disabilities, including those using screen readers. Non-public-facing content. While public-facing content is vital, non-public-facing materials like program announcements, employment opportunities, questionnaires, and educational materials must also meet accessibility standards. Non-compliance with the standards may lead to financial penalties for local governments. However, it is essential to understand the concept of the safe harbor provision. Existing information and communication technology, including content, that comply with the original 508 standards need not be immediately modified or upgraded to adhere to the revised standards. However, the safe harbor exemption is temporary. Once digital content undergoes any updates or alterations, it must conform to all the regulations outlined in the updated Section 508. Promoting digital accessibility is a legal obligation and enhances resident trust. By complying with the DA requirements and adhering to Section 508 standards, parks and recreation departments can create an inclusive digital landscape that ensures equitable access to resources and information for all community members, regardless of their physical abilities. Embracing the latest updates to the Section 508 standards empowers parks and recreation departments to lead the way in fostering accessibility and inclusivity. To ensure robust accessibility, the updated standards incorporate the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, WCAG 2.1. Developed by the W3C's Web Accessibility Initiative, WCAG 2.1 is a globally recognized standard for web content accessibility. By embracing it, parks and recreation departments can ensure their websites meet the highest accessibility standards. WCAG 2.1 builds upon the previous version, WCAG 2.0, and includes additional success criteria to address new technologies and accessibility requirements. The guidelines are organized around four principles, often referred to as POR. Perceivable. Information and user interface components must be presented so users can perceive and understand. This includes providing alternatives for non-text content, e.g., images, captions for multimedia, and an assurance that content is adaptable to different user needs, e.g., text size adjustments. Operable. For example, keyboard accessibility should be provided and sufficient time given for users to read and interact with content. Understandable. This involves using straightforward language, providing consistent navigation, and avoiding confusing design elements. Robust. Web content should be developed using standard accessible technologies to ensure compatibility with various user agents, including assistive technologies. WCAG 2.1 guidelines are organized into three conformance levels, allowing developers and organizations to choose an appropriate level of accessibility. Level AI, minimum, meets the most basic accessibility requirements. Level AI Moderate addresses a broader range of accessibility needs and is recommended for most websites. Level AAI Highest provides the highest level of accessibility, but not all guidelines can be met for all content. The guidelines are comprehensive and cover various aspects of web content, including text, images, audio, video, forms, and navigation. Keep in mind that accessibility is an ongoing process and adherence to WCAG 2.1 guidelines is crucial in ensuring that websites and web applications are usable by all users, regardless of abilities. Implementing accessibility measures is challenging, but the benefits far outweigh the effort. Embracing technology and accessibility measures will help modernize government operations, streamline administrative tasks, and foster transparency and trust within the community. With the right resources and expertise, parks and recreation departments can create digital spaces catering to diverse user needs, enhancing community engagement, and ensuring everyone can enjoy the programs and activities offered.